You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN, The Fan.
All right, time for a sports wrap. His name, the man Mark Wilson, is sponsored by Sporty Cuts. For the best haircuts in Detroit, go to 7 Mile Road between Outer Drive and Meyer.
Nobody playing tonight. Everybody just said, let's take the night off. Like the Wings. Take them, for example. They said, we're done with the regular season. We beat the Blues 3-0. We shut them out.
Take the playoffs off.
Oh, we'll get to that. Game one, first round, Stanley Cup playoffs. We want Stanley. Come on, Rob. Isn't until Friday night in Boston. TD Garden. Pistons finish this really, really good season they've had. Wednesday at Oklahoma City against the Thunder. You know what? There'll be guys playing on that team that had never seen the court before, I'm assuming. I don't know if we'll see too much of Russell Westbrook or Kevin Durant, but that's who they're playing. And the Tigers are back home. Start a 10-game homestand tomorrow. The Indians first up. Anibal Sanchez and Zach McAllister at 7:08. First night game of the season, downtown Detroit at Comerica Park. Local scores first. Sports Night with Parker DeMann, presented to you by Sporty Cuts. NBA tonight, the Sixers now lead the Celts 65-46, second quarter. How about the first time ever, no Knicks, Celtics, or Lakers in the same season in the playoffs? First time. All three together have not made it. Raptors lead the Bucks 59-38 in the second. Without LeBron and Chris Bosh, the Wizards are blowing out the Heat tonight, 61-42. That's in the second. Bobcats over the Hawks, 22-17 first. Other games start a little bit later. Baseball Monday, American League Baltimore now leads Tampa 4-0 third. Seattle, Texas just getting started at the ballpark in Arlington. Oh, that's got a new name now. It's got some sponsor name on the ballpark. I'll never change it. Yeah, they got a new name. Oakland, Anaheim goes at 10. National League, Philadelphia on Ryan Howard's third homer of the season leads the Braves 1-0 third. Pittsburgh over the Reds 3-2 third. Neil Walker is third. And Washington over Miami 4-1 third. Tyler Moore is first of the season. Starting in just a few moments in Milwaukee at Miller Park, it's the Brewers and the Cardinals. A little later, the Mets and Gibby's fine Arizona team. Colorado, San Diego go at 10-10. No NASCAR this week after Kevin Harvick's pole to checker win at Darlington yesterday. It's the first off weekend since the Daytona 500. Teams will be in Richmond next week. PGA Tour back to normal after Bubba Watson's second Masters victory. Golfers will head down to Hilton Head, South Carolina. South Kakalaki for the Heritage starting on Thursday. So we're back to the yawn of the PGA Tour until the U.S. Open hits us this summer. That is your sports wrap brought to you by Sporty Cuts. Here we are in the 8 o'clock hour, number 248-848-1130. Nick Stauskas makes his announcement tomorrow. John Beilein expected to lose another one. Lost Glenn Robinson the twa today. In East Lansing, Gary Harris said so long to Michigan State. Brandon Dawson is next on that list. So far, if you're scoring at home, Michigan has now lost John Horford to transfer, Jordan Morgan to graduation, and Glenn Robinson, the twa, to the NBA draft early. At Michigan, up in East Lansing at Michigan State, Tom Izzo has now lost Keith Appling and Adrian Payne to graduation, and Gary Harris to leaving for the NBA early, and there's still a decision by Brandon Dawson. And still after Stauskas will be a decision by Mitch McGarry, assuming that McGarry wants to come back because of his injury, but not totally. There is still some people who think he could sneak towards the first round because, you know, futures, people, you know, believe he's got the potential, even though he missed most of last year.
You talked about earlier, when we were doing our show prep, about Glenn Robinson. You have an issue? You think he's not ready? And let me just throw this out.
Mm-hmm.
248-848-1130. Who is the onus on? Oh, look at that score. Washington 70-48. Oh my.
Yeah, I just said they're blowing them out with LBJ or Chris Bosh.
Who's the onus on, Mark? Is it on the kids or is it on the NBA franchise?
I've always held that you should never restrict. You know what you say all the time? Money made legally should never be dissed.
Never, Mark. You have a right to amass, anytime you have a chance to amass wealth. Right?
Legally,
you do it. Only a moron would say, I want to stay in the dorm and go through college one more year. And all.
Can I say something about that? If you go to Yahoo, there's a story. It's been running for the last few days. I don't know if you guys have seen it. There's a woman who lives like it's the 1930s. I think she's very limited electricity. She doesn't use running water. She still has an outhouse. I read the story. The only thing I could come up with was, why? You have this technology, you don't embrace it. And the most people I talk to, because I ask people about it, I said, could you ever live that way? Could you ever just really deassemble your life or disassemble?
Oh, Lord, no.
And say, and this is day in and day out. This isn't for a lark. This isn't for a day or a week. She's not doing this and then turning it all around, you know, tomorrow and heading down to, you know, on a cruise somewhere in the Caribbean. She lives this way every day. And I don't know, sometimes people want to keep turning this clock back and want to hold people back. But I got a feeling that if this woman had amassed some wealth, she probably wouldn't be doing this number. It's probably because she was forced into some sort of, and we're all products of how we're forced to live based on our economy.
I hate to, you know what, Mark? At some point, we're not going to be here. So all this cheating yourself, I tell people all the time, you get married, dude, take a nice honeymoon. You know what I mean? Don't cheat yourself. One day you're going to be too old or sick or God forbid you get killed or you die, and it's all over. Why are you doing that? If you were to go to a restaurant, Mark, you're not going to have the – if you want lobster and you want steak, why are you not getting it? It's one thing if you don't have the money, but I'm talking about people
who within your means.
If it's within your means, why wouldn't you do it? It doesn't make any sense.
So what is all this playing to? All this is playing to the idea that a person would force you to not go after and acquire wealth legally.
Legally.
And you're an adult person. You know, yesterday
– I hate to break the news to everybody, Mark. Everybody doesn't have to graduate college. I'm sorry. Everybody who goes to college doesn't have to get a degree.
In the last 2 weeks, Lexi Thompson has won. She's 19 years old. Has won the Dinosaur Nabisco Golf Tournament. I don't know what the payout was, $600,000, $700,000 for winning that tournament. Yesterday, Jordan Spieth, literally until the back nine, it was almost like match play between Spieth and Bubba Watson in the Masters, had a chance to win $1.6 million. You know why golfers don't cry when they lose tournaments? Have you ever seen what second place gives you, what the payout is for second? It's about 800 grand. It's about half the $1.6 million that Bubba Watson won yesterday. That's why golfers don't cry about finishing in the top five. It's not like the golfer, it's a winner take all.
No. There's money to be made.
Pretty happy to finish second and third sometimes because that's hundreds of thousands of dollars. Jordan Spieth's not an amateur. He walked away with about $800, whatever it was, $600,000, $700,000. He's 20.
Cut the check.
He could, if he had won yesterday, he couldn't have had a legal drink of bubbly.
Right.
Not 21 years old.
He would have been at the Waffle House getting orange juice and pancakes.
He didn't just turn pro yesterday. He's been pro for a year now, over a year. So he was 19. Nobody's crying. I can't believe Jordan Spieth and Lexi Thompson aren't still in school. What are they doing being out on the PGA and LPGA tour? What are they thinking? Tennis players.
14 years old.
Jennifer Capriati was like 13 when she first started playing on tour.
Mark, the whole thing is the biggest con and the biggest – it's unbelievable what people buy into. Baseball players, Mark, don't go to college. Hockey players, don't go to college. I hate to break it to you.
Can I give you my baseball example? I just talked about Marcus Taylor, right? Lansing Waverly High School. Let me tell you a quick tale about another Lansing Waverly High School guy. You might not even know this. John, have you ever heard of John Smoltz?
Smoltzy, sure.
Never heard of him? Anybody's ever heard of him?
He's a baseball announcer. I know that. I've seen him
on TV.
He's a baseball
announcer.
Right, he's a baseball announcer.
He also played 20 years in the majors. And he did very well. And next year, you're going to vote for him for the Hall of Fame, if I'm not mistaken.
You're right.
Okay. He's on the ballot next year. So you can join his buddies, Glavin and Maddox.
Smoltzy and I, we always talk when he's in town to do a game.
Well, I've known John since high school.
Right.
I've known his father.
He always
asked
me about you.
Okay. John, Mary, I know the whole family. I know Bernie, his daughter, his sister, and Mike, his brother. And they all have kids, and everything's cool. When John was coming out of Lansing Waverly, you may not know this, but he committed to Michigan State. He committed to play baseball at Michigan State. He was going to go to the Spartans. He was going to be a Spartan and play at Michigan State. 17 years old, going to be 18, heading off from Lansing Waverly High School, just down the street to East Lansing off Trowbridge Road, to go play for the Spartans. He was also going to play basketball. Do you want to know why he was going to play basketball? Because he also happened to be an all-state basketball player in Michigan. All-state point guard / shooting guard. Two positions. He could play both. Judd Heathcote was licking his chops because not only was John going to play both sports.
And not just because he had the peanut butter and jelly sandwich earlier.
No, not just because of that. And he does love that. Judd was licking his chops because he didn't even have to give him the scholarship. The scholarship was coming from the baseball department.
Right, so it didn't come from his pool of scholarships.
Just like Andre Rison had the football scholarship, and Andre played basketball for Judd for 2.5 years, so he got kind of a free player who was really good. Andre Rison was a great player at Flint Northwestern, played with Glenn Rice at Flint Northwestern High School.
And sometimes when he played college basketball, I think he was on fire, right?
Yeah, just like his house, unfortunately, from Lisa Left Eye Lopez, the late great.
Have you ever seen the video from the chopper?
It.
It's unbelievable.
Go to YouTube and see the video of Andre Rison's house burning
down.
There
had to be an accelerant mark all through. How did the house?
It looked like a movie set.
It was a huge house, and it's just burning
beautiful
like.
Beautiful home, too.
Burning like crazy.
Like Alpharetta, Georgia,
am
or something.
Right?
Yeah, burning like crazy. I mean, flames shooting out of the roof. It was.
I'm just like, wow.
It looked made up, like.
It didn't look like it could have been
CGI.
Like or it
something.
Couldn't have.
Yeah.
It couldn't have been started like
computer graphics.
Right.
So the reason I'm telling you about Smoltz is, the Tigers drafted him, so John Smoltz didn't think twice. He dropped his Michigan State commitment.
Of course.
He did not go to state. He did not. He disregarded his tender, which he'd already signed. We had a big party for him. It was. I'll tell you where it was. It was at Emil's in Lansing. I went to the party when John signed with MSU. He totally dissed it, goes to the Tigers. The famous trade has happened. Tigers trade him to Atlanta for Doyle Alexander. Tigers win the East in 87 because of the trade. John has a 20-year career.
Doyle Alexander was, 7-0 during that trade?
9-0.
Was it 9?
9-0. To win in 1987, they needed Doyle Alexander's 9-0. They got a they got an Eastern Division title, which is so precious, because they didn't win another one until last year, or whatever it was, 2 years ago. So they went that long without winning another one.
You don't diss that. That's what about winning.
That's a whole other topic about the whole Smoltz-Alexander trade. But John spent 20 years plus in the majors, hasn't spent a day in college. No one said boo. Now, if John had gone and played basketball at Michigan State for Judd Heathcote, he couldn't have done that. He had to remain, at least the year. But John even got out of his tender before he even went to Michigan State to play baseball. If he had gone to play basketball, and I'll tell you this to this day, I watched him play both sports, and as great as you think he was a Cy Young winner in that league and a World Series champion and had some of the best numbers to this day in the history of the World Series and postseason play in Major League Baseball, he was a better basketball player. I'm telling you this now. He could shoot the lights out. He would have been easily an NBA player, in my opinion. 248-848-1130. What's up, KC?
Hey, what's happening?
How you?
Yeah, good, good. You know that Andre Rison fire, you know who started it, don't you?
Lisa Left Eye Lopez. His estranged...
Brock Middlebrook.
Who?
Brock Middlebrook. That was the alias he gave to the cops.
Oh.
When he got pulled over. It was all Brock Middlebrook stuff.
Right, I got you now. All right.
But guys, you're talking about, you know, these kids leaving their, freshman year, sophomore year, whatever. You know, I just like to see the kids have an opportunity to turn down the NBA if they don't like when they're getting drafted. And this is a serious point, believe it or not. You know, why can't they, the first 20 picks, okay, and that kind of eliminates teams from tanking it. If you're not picked in the top 20, you know, you can go back to college.
Of course, KC, absolutely. And you know what? If they haven't paid you any money, why in the world – if you haven't accepted any money and you don't get drafted, you should just be able to go back to – why are you penalizing kids for making that decision and then punishing them that they can't come back to play? It makes no sense. It doesn't.
You know why that is? And it's not for the athlete, the student athlete, if you will. It's because basketball and football have the most money bet on them. It's all about the money that's bet on them, and they can't take the chance. That's why hockey players, they can go to college, they can get a degree.
And baseball,
they have something to fall back on if they get injured. Basketball, football, you don't. You don't have anything to fall back on if you get injured and you're not ready to graduate. So you're kind of screwed either way.
Well, basketball does have a provision where you now can go to Europe and make good money. They have a D-League. Football doesn't really have that. You're right. Football's a different deal. But basketball has a – there's a way – you know, Alan Anderson, KC, the former Spartan who
he's
didn't
get
drafted.
Now.
He's on the Brooklyn Nets.
Mark, you know, he's played well for
Well,
him.
Right?
He has.
Spent 7 years overseas.
Yeah.
He played for an Israeli team overseas.
He across the continent.
You know what? He actually the adjustment was pretty good. The hardest part was having to play with that yarmulke on, you know?
You know what's funny? I guess it's funny. They actually have, you know, Hebrew words on their jersey.
Of course. I mean, it's Israel.
It's in Israel. It's in Hebrew. Yeah.
Do they practice bouncing the ball off the praying wall, too, or what?
Oh, stop.
Nothing like those wacky Jewish jokes.
I know, stop. No Jewish jokes, please. You trying to shut us down?
And right before Passover.
Yeah. Put the kibosh on that one. You know, guys, think about it, though. If you're I'm only going to use Stastny as an example, and then you can use Trey Burke last year. You know, if you knew you weren't going to get drafted in the top 20, wouldn't it make sense, you know, if it's a weak draft, you want to go in, if it's a strong draft like it is this year, wouldn't you rather play with a team in college, enjoy making another final runner?
Nah, that stuff is...
As opposed to playing in Europe?
KC, I'm telling you, that's so overblown. I mean, I think people are fascinated and have this love affair of, oh, I get to play in college and all that.
A little Pollyanna.
It's Pollyanna. It's so old. This is not, KC, this isn't the old days where
there was no money involved.
There was no money.
Yeah.
You know what? That's why they used to have the point shaven and all that in those days.
Northwestern and Boston College and Arizona State.
There was no money, you know, so you had to get money, right? And now, if you're telling a kid you want to stay in the dorm and do the whole college scene or go in the NBA and make loot, are you kidding me? It's not even close.
It's the age-old question, you know, but we've got the technology now. And, Mark, I've been meaning to ask this since you guys got on the air. We've got this technology. Let's send out the speculation, the rumor, the innuendo. What's the deal with Hank Bulla? I'd rather know about him than this guy that MSU recruit, whether he was going to...
Are you talking about Max Bulla or Hank Bulla or Max Bulla?
Max
Bulla. What was the deal? Why didn't he play in the Rose Bowl?
It's still the biggest mystery.
Everybody has been trying to get that story. Big story. All right.
Believe me, I'll be the first to tell you if we find out. We'll take more calls coming up.
248-848-1130.
Sports Night with Parker DeMann on Detroit's 1130. WDFN, The Fan.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
What a pair of loons!
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN, The Fan.
Detroit weather.
What? What happened here?
Hey, Mark, it's time for When We Want to Weather.
Why are we doing it now?
Because we wanted to.
Wanted to? All right, fine. We're doing the weather. Here we go. Here's the situation right now. Obviously, it's no longer 70 degrees as it was earlier. We've cooled off about 20-plus degrees. We've got this kind of rain, snow, mix thing coming in. We don't know what's really going to happen.
Mark, we need your 3 inches tomorrow, don't we, to break the record?
I thought you wanted my big Doppler. But tomorrow you're looking at some snow activity early. It'll pass by the time, hopefully by baseball game time. And then we're in the 40s on Wednesday, back into the 60s by Thursday.
Thursday's a day game. I want to get out there.
63 degrees, but then we go back into the 50s, so we won't see 70 for a bit of time. Currently in Metro Detroit, it's still cloudy and 49, but stuff is coming. That's When We Want to Weather.
Why we do it now?
We damn well wanted to.
All right, 248-848-1130. It is Detroit's 1130 WDFN, The Fan.
Let's try the champy out there in California. Hey, what's up there, champ?
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
Man, what's happening?
College basketball, Gary Harris. I mean, it's real simple. If you're able to go to the NBA, straddle high school with the new rules, the one and done, and you're a first-round draft pick, it's a foregone conclusion. You need to go get paid. It's just that simple.
Totally agree.
And if you think about it, since everybody always complaining, the math, since 1995, how many four-year players have won the league MVP? It's just that simple. You should answer that question. It's easy. Tim Duncan and Karl Malone. Those are the only guys to do it. So the theory is if you're older and stay in college for 4 years, you're not good enough to play in the NBA and be a superstar. You are a marginable role player type NBA player.
And you know what? But everybody keeps complaining, and I keep hearing about, oh, they shouldn't be allowed, and they're not ready for the NBA and all that other nonsense. And I keep saying, stop it. They're not drafting people for the heck of it.
Because
so,
they're trying to – listen, they're jealous of these young guys and stop calling them kids. They're grown. They're over 18 years old. They're not college kids. They're college athletes.
They can sign up for the military, so why can't they play basketball? It doesn't even make sense to me.
And the bigger argument that no one's talking about, yes, 25 years ago, coaches were making $100,000 a year. Now they're making millions of dollars. They're making all this money, and these players have to stay in school and continue to be broke. Well, guess what? Gary Harris, a first-round draft pick, I give credit to Tom Izzo, somebody who I always criticize. He said, you know what? The kid's a first-round draft pick. Get out of here. Because it's good for your program. Calipari wins 30 games every year with these players and tell them to go get paid and go to the NBA.
I respect that.
You have to. You have to. And the sad part about it is the next call that called in was that they want to talk about guys to stay in school. What's the benefit of staying in college at these universities? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. If these GMs are dumb enough to take you in the first round and you're not good enough to play,
that's on them. I totally agree. It's not on the kids. The onus is on the organization. If somebody, you keep saying, people keep saying, not you, but people, they're not ready, they're not this, they're not ready to come in the league. You know what? Don't draft them. Very simple. And you know what? They'll get the message. They won't come out of school, right? Because they're not good enough. But that's not the case.
I just want to say that I know you all was talking. I was listening to you all online today. I was talking about Joe Dumars earlier. I want to say this. What a tremendous job. You can criticize on his draft picks. You can criticize, you know, the post-2004 championship. But you have to give him credit that the Phoenix Suns, that the Portland Trail Blazers, that the Minnesota Timberwolves with Kevin Garnett, and Donnie Walsh in Indiana, the New York Knicks, he won an NBA championship without a league MVP. And I'll give you something else. He is the first general manager in the history of the NBA since the merger to win an NBA championship with a guy that never made it to All-NBA first team.
Which is an amazing feat. And he put that team together, champ.
Thanks, man. We'll talk to you later. It's cool. John Davis, I know it's you, John, out there in Commerce. What's up, fella?
How can I follow the champ?
Unbelievable. What up, JD?
The champion of the world, Manny Pacquiao.
You know what? If you're good enough to play, the NHL will welcome you with open arms.
Absolutely.
MLB will welcome you with open arms. You know who will not welcome you with open arms? The NFLPA, the NBA.
It doesn't make sense. These are the only things. If you're a prodigy and you play the piano, right? You think Carnegie Hall wouldn't let a 9-year-old play if they were a prodigy?
The business union would welcome him.
Right? They would be.
Until these unions.
Well, look, the Northwestern Union thing is going to come. It's going to hit a wall, unfortunately, and it's too bad. I do believe this is going to go down in defeat. In fact, the vote is coming up on the 25th, and I'm just afraid that all the work by Kane Coulter and company is going to go down the wayside.
I'm not convinced.
That's going to go down in defeat.
Hey, Mark, no. I'm not even talking about.
Even if it doesn't, it's
the college union. I'm talking about these professional unions putting up barriers to entry.
Yeah. They're worse. I mean, Mark, we talk about all the time, John, about the contract that Cam Newton got compared to Stafford and Sam Bradford. He got killed. The union killed Cam Newton's
and everybody after him.
That was the most unbelievable thing I've ever seen.
When DeMaurice Smith was elected head of the NFLPA, we heard all of this tough talk. I'm not going to be Gene Upshaw too. This, that, and the other. And he rolled over just like Gene Upshaw.
Yep, absolutely. Thanks, John.
John Davis right there, ladies and germs.
Speaking of John and Pacquiao, we watched the fight at...
he paid the $60 to watch Pacquiao.
No. No, we went to Happy's Pizza, Orchard Lake Road,
okay.
Mark.
I paid
the pub
$60.
There, and we watched it. It was a great night.
Shout out
good
to Happy's
food.
Pizza on Orchard Lake Road, which is a really good Happy's Pizza,
it's
by the
way. It's a great place. It's a pub,
right there on the kind of the corner of when you go in that shopping center.
Mark,
there.
We were there. We watched the fight. It was a good fight, and it was...
I scored at 118-110 Pacquiao.
Did you?
Yep, that's how I score. I always score. I'm a geek about scoring fights. I went 118-110 Pacquiao, and I can't wait for the Marquez fight. I could care less. Mayweather, Floyd,
that's the hell with you. Yeah, that thing is sale.
But I think Marquez will win in May, and then that'll be the next matchup. It'll be Marquez and Pacquiao.
All right, Mark, 248-848-1130. We'll take more of your phone calls.
Sports Wrap coming up, too, right here. Parker the Man, Sports Night with Parker the Man. Back on the fan, people.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN, The Fan.